Mike Gabinet joins us. Well, Mike, you've really raised the bar on expectations, man. If you lose a game next year, you suck.
Yeah, exactly. I've thought about that a few times. Thanks for reminding me.
obviously the season's gone better than you could have expected.
Yeah, kind of plan for the worst, hope for the best. Just our preseason there, winning the Brick Invitational Tournament, beating U of A, beating UBC, beating Mount Royal, you kind of got a little grasp that you might have something special, and we got a special group of guys and a special coaching staff. So we knew we could maybe do something well, but obviously you never expect to have the success we've had so far.
Now Mike, reporter types always kind of find the gray cloud around the silver lining. You had to do some coaching this year for the opposite reason. Seasons can be tough. You didn't struggle. You were so good week in, week out, so dominant that there's a special set of problems that come with that. Talk about coaching this team and keeping that edge on week after week when it's clear you're superior to most of your opponents.
Yeah, that's right. It's challenging. I think it's human tendency to get a little complacent when you have some success, especially early. The good thing we had in the second half was we had about a really tough January. We had about three, four games in a row where they were one-goal games. We were behind in a couple of those games, and one went to overtime. So it was as much as you want to win, you kind of like to see a bit of that adversity at some point. So that was nice for us to deal with. And then, again, we talk about all year the importance of practice and being prepared to practice hard and get to that game pace in practice. So those were kind of one of our real big focuses in the second half to ensure that intensity stays in practice and not get complacent.
Mike, when, if ever, did your team talk about saying, hey, let's try for the perfect regular season? Because I know some people will never talk about. Others say, no, we need some motivation. Maybe we're 26-0, we guaranteed finishing first. You need something at times to motivate your players. When or ever did you guys talk about it?
We didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about it, but we did talk about kind of the good to great, or, what makes a team real special. So we kind of would talk about, we always do pre-A session before we go for practice, and we always try to kind of relate to our culture. So we, in turn, kind of try to talk about things like that are real important, that makes teams special, makes individuals special, rather than talking about a record.
Now, your goal four differential in 32 games was plus 135. Like 193 goals for, 58 goals against. Ridiculous. Just you're averaging six goals a game, for goodness sake, and you're not even giving up two. Like, it wasn't like you were winning games. You were thoroughly dominating it, and your team didn't let up. How come?
Yeah, I think it goes to a little bit of our depth. First off, Umberto Fiorella, our assistant coach, works with our D-man, and we're just really solid defensively. That's kind of, even though we've got so many goals, we've always kind of preached defense first. And then up front, we have so much depth. We really have, we have our first, second, third line, if you want to call it that. But really, any line can do the job, kind of thing. So if you look at any given night, not too often with the scoring in their league too, like, it's so balanced. I think we have seven guys in the top scoring or something like that. So it really makes a difference when one line's not going, you have another line and a third line even coming at you, which is really tough to defend against.
Yeah, Mike, I was looking at the numbers Jason just mentioned, and 193 goals for. The next best team was 73 goals behind you. That's a lot of margin. Given the numbers we're talking about, what do you work on now? Is it as simple as more of the same, let's do what got us here, or what do you tweak from here on in?
I think we had a plan from the beginning of the year that we want to get certain things in at a certain time and then keep on building from that. But we're really big on just individual skills, individual skills and habits, and constantly keep coming back to that in practice. I think too often coaches get focused on team play and don't teach those skills or habits that are so important for your team play to be successful. So, every time in practice, we always start with certain habits, certain skills. And then our big goal is to transition those habits and skills from individual drills to team drills, and then to team drills under pressure. And then, so if you can kind of transfer those through the process, when you get into tight games, you get into a game situation, they're still having that skill, that habits that allows them to be successful. And I find that's really been a good thing for us to do.
I love that thought process, Mike. Mike Gabinet, the head coach of the Nate Dukes, a perfect 32-0 season. You get the bye this weekend, then you'll find out who you play probably by Sunday on who you're going to face in the semifinals. And, talking about that skill development, I know you guys had a long break over Christmas, and really you just worked on that. You spent some time focusing on it. And I loved what you said there, that too often coaches get focused on team play. They forget to work on the skills, because if you teach kids where to go, if they don't have the skills to make the play, it doesn't matter.
That's right. You know, and even in practice, actually, we just had about a four-hour. That's one of the things we really pride ourselves on. Our practice preparation is long, and it's hard as a coaching staff, and we really pride ourselves on that. And, you know, I think sometimes coaches get so concerned with a sexy practice or a real, you know, fast pace, high intensity. We want to get to that high intensity, that game pace, but when you look at your drills, you got to ask yourself, how does that relate to the game, you know? And you got to break it down to the individual habits. So if our guys aren't learning individual skills or habits that can allow them to be successful in that game, then that's not going to be effective. So we really got to break it down. We start from square one, and you got to keep going back to it, just like your culture. You always got to keep going back about it, talking about it, working on it. And so we really take that time to really break it down to those skill things and then progress that, like I said, to the team play and then to the team play under pressure. If you do that in that process, then when it gets intense and gets pressure, they're allowed to still perform at the same level.
Now, Mike, what do you do? What's the game plan for you during the bye? Do you go through some film? Do you do a little scouting? I mean, you know everybody really well, but what's your bye week look like?
Yeah, we earned it. We want to take advantage of it, so we want to get a little bit of rest in there for sure. And we also want to make sure that we get everything in place going into the final week of practice. So we kind of do a little bit more teaching, get some compete stuff in there as well. But, you know, after Monday or Tuesday of next week, we want to just be reviewing and kind of get to that unconscious competence stage where guys are just reacting out there and everything's crystal clear and they're just able to perform. So really it's kind of an advantage to go through stuff the first time or the second time, because it's always easier when you hit it again the third or fourth time. So that's been our focus this week, to get all our systems reviewed, anything new that we got to get put in, and get a little compete in there to keep the juices flowing a little bit. And then by Wednesday, Thursday next week, we're in full review mode and just getting the guys really excited to play.
Oh, Mike, regardless of who you play, you're going to open up at home. Is it going to be next Friday?
Yep, next Friday, March 11th at 7 p.m.
At the Nate Arena, and you look to continue the perfect season. Well, best of luck. It's been fantastic. A lot of people are watching with interest. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. You got to say hi to Jerry Fleming for me, too. He was my D coach for a couple of years in Springfield and learned lots from him.
Oh, I will for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Mike. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
There's Mike Gabinet.
What a way to break in like that.
Rookie head coach, 32-0.